opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of Salem Communications, staff, management, or advertisers.
Activist Radio is on the air.
You've tuned in to the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal.
Mark is training a new generation of leaders
to take on the culture of death and win. All right!
If you don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
That's right. Psalm 41 says, blessed are those who have regard for the weak. Blessed are those who have regard for the weak. Are you one of those that has regard for the weak? If you are, then you are blessed, according to the scriptures. My name is Mark Harrington. You're listening to the Mark Harrington Show here on WRFD, and we're broadcast over the air here 2:30 Saturday, every Saturday, so mark your calendar. Also, you can pick us up on your iPod or iPhone with iTunes if you go to our website at createdequal.net. The link is there as well. As we put this the program on YouTube, so you can also watch if you'd like. So, as many of you know, we've been involved in high school outreach recently. And what I mean by that is that we at Created Equal believe that in order for people to understand what's happening with child killing, that they need to see it. They need to see it. And so we target the demographics that are most vulnerable to abortion, and that is high school and college-age students, for obvious reasons, because they're the ones having abortions. We can save more children if we go to those audiences. Plus, these represent our future leaders and decision-makers. And so recently, we launched our high school outreach here in the city of Columbus, and since the middle of September, we have now gone to 5 local public high schools: Westerville South, Gehanna Lincoln, Whitehall, Yearling, and Northland High School, and Pickerington Central. And I will say this, that it's met my expectations, maybe exceeded it, in the ability to reach young people and the conversations that we've had. And the reason why I think high schools are a good audience is because they're not jaded entirely yet. They are not necessarily all sexually active. They haven't caved to the pressure to be promiscuous and so forth. Therefore, they're still open-minded on the question of abortion killing, primarily because they're not complicit yet. They don't have a lifestyle to defend yet. By the time you get to college, many of those high school students will become sexually active. And if you're sexually active and you're using birth control, then the next step is the acceptance of abortion killing as a means of birth control. So we see a marked difference between a high school student and a college student. That's why we're going to the high schools as well. The colleges represent a great training ground to debate and train our young people to debate. The high schools are really just a good place to change hearts and minds, as well as a good training area. The difference is we can't get on the campus, therefore we have to stand on the public right away. That is the sidewalk or easement at these local high schools. So we've been to Westerville South and Gehanna Lincoln and all of these places in the last couple of weeks, and in some cases, the parents have been quite upset, and we're going to play an audio clip of one of those parents, and I'm going to unpack it for you to explain why it is we go to high schools realizing that parents might get upset with our presence there. But before we do, I want to play an audio clip. And this clip was taken from National Public Radio, so I want to give them credit. And this is the report on our high school program.
Abortion clinics, hospitals, and the state house are the most common locations for anti-abortion demonstrations. But a Columbus-based pro-life group is taking its message to area high schools. It's an approach that has become increasingly common in recent years. Anti-abortion demonstrators hold up large graphic signs of fetuses at Gehanna Lincoln High School as students board buses and wait to cross the street to go home. It was the second protest at the school conducted by a group called Created Equal. The group's director, Mark Harrington, says it decided to hold rallies at all of the Columbus area school districts in the coming months.
This is where students, young people, are going to decide whether they're going to be sexually active.
Founded 3 years ago, Created Equals Harrington says it's trying to balance out public sex education.
They're being taught about safe sex inside this school and many schools. They're being taught about STDs. They need to be taught about abortion. And in every other way that we teach people, we show them what goes on.
Minneapolis pro-choice author Robin Marty researches and monitors U.S. anti-abortion groups. Marty says pro-life high school demonstrations are less common than rallies held at abortion clinics or hospitals where abortion providers have admitting privileges. But she says it's an approach that's gaining ground.
Especially in states like Ohio, abortion clinics are closing so quickly, and there's so many different groups. And then you also have so few clinics for them to be able to concentrate on.
Marty says the groups have resorted to focusing on high schools.
Because they believe that since students inside are likely learning sex education, that they need to learn outside on the sidewalks what it is that they actually would be doing if they had an abortion. So they see this as a frontline movement that will help them to stop somebody before they ever get to the point where they would get pregnant and go get an abortion.
Around the corner from Gehanna Lincoln High is an elementary school. Middle and elementary schools often are near district high schools. Marty says a number of anti-abortion groups she has researched avoid locations with close proximity to grade schools.
That's something that we don't usually see a lot of because usually they try to respect somewhat staying away from younger children.
At least one Gehanna student stopped and spoke at length with a demonstrator as Heather Walpe waited to pick up her daughter, Erie.
I personally am okay with it. However, I don't like that they're pushing their views on children. I mean, as a parent, I speak with her. We've discussed this. I don't like it because she doesn't like it.
Erie says the signs made her uncomfortable.
I don't like it because there's like an elementary school like right over there, and they all see these signs, and they're...
Okay, I got to stop it right there just to deal with that one. Let's be clear here. We're not targeting elementary schools. We're not targeting middle schools. We're not targeting daycares. We go to high schools that are standalone. Now, in any town of the size of Gehanna or Pickerington, there's going to be a high school, elementary school somewhere, and there's a possibility that children might run across our imagery. But we don't target them. And you've got to understand that we live in a nation that condones child killing. In a nation that kills its children, and that is the public policy of that nation, then the suffering of those children should be public as well. Period. Although I as a parent, would choose, if I have that option, to show discretion and be able to talk about this to my children when I deem it to be fit, we live in a world that kills its children. And that suffering's going to be public. We're going to make it public to stop it. And if I have a choice between offending the feelings of a born child versus saving the life of a preborn child, I'm going to err on the side of life every time. And I guarantee you that our actions, our images, our presence in front of these high schools is saving children and changing hearts and minds. And to me, that's a trade-off I'll take any day. But I do understand the concern. Now, one last thing on this, and that is typically the reactions of the children will be based in some measure by the way that their parents and the administration react to us. I mean, if they make it a big deal and protest us and go berserk over it, then the children are going to start wondering what this is all about. And it may actually traumatize them. Finally, these aren't children anymore. 15, 16, 17, 18-year-old kids. These are young adults. At 18, they can vote. At 18, they can register for the United States military, fight and die for our nation. They can see abortion at that stage. And believe me, they're seeing a lot worse than that on the video games that they probably watch in these very homes where the parents object to our presence. So, you know, it's just the unfortunate way it is. It's unfortunate the way it is. We do not target these places, but we understand it's going to happen. But we're going to err on the side of life every time. And if a young child sees these images, at least in my experience, they simply ask the simple question, Mommy, what happened to the baby? Why is the baby all chopped up? And if Mommy's honest about it, she's going to say, well, we live in a world that's got evil. And there are evil people that do evil things, bad things, and they do kill children. But I can tell you this, that won't happen to you. And I can assure you of this, that me as your parent, I'm going to do all I can to defend children like that. And I'm going to defend you if I need to. And that settles it. Then these kids, these young children, are not going to be traumatized. Period. So we want to allow discretion, but we realize that can't be done in every single instance. We go to high schools for a reason, not middle schools and elementary schools. We go to colleges because that's the demographic having abortions. We use abortion victim photography because, as Dr. Martin Luther King said in the letter from the Birmingham jail, like a boil that can never be cured so long as it is covered up, but must be opened with all its ugliness to the natural medicines of air and light, injustice must be exposed. We all, with all the tension its exposure creates to the light of human conscience and the air of national opinion before it can be cured. See, Dr. King understood it. He said he was going to shame America before the world. And frankly, we've lost our ability to feel shame in this nation. And it's time that we be brokenhearted over the babies being butchered in our own cities and not ignore it and act like it's not happening. And then when someone shows a picture of the very thing that is happening right down the street at a building that is nicely named Women's Pregnancy Center, we don't get mad at the messenger. We don't get upset with the messenger. We should get upset about the message, the problem, which is abortion. And I tell these parents all the time, you want the pictures off the sidewalk of your high school? Then let's stop the killing together. You want the pictures off the side of a truck? Then let's stop the killing together. You want us to stop going to college campuses? And let's stop the killing. If we stop the killing, then the pictures will end. Simple as that. You're listening to The Mark Harrington Show, your radio activist and voice of resistance here on WRFD. Go to createdequal.net to get involved. We'll be right back.
What do other pro-life leaders think of Mark Harrington and Created Equal? Listen to Lila Rose of Live Action.
Just wanted to say that I stand 100% with the efforts of Created Equal, with getting the truth visually out to students on campuses and inspiring them and equipping them to have that debate with fellow students, to encourage them to really question their support for abortion and encourage them ultimately to see the humanity of the unborn child, the violence of abortion, and ultimately to join our side, which is the winning side, the side of life.
Mark Harrington is a missionary and free speech advocate, and Mark has been on the front line of the debate over abortion for over 20 years. Mark needs your prayers and financial support. Please support Mark and Created Equal by going to createdequal.net or send a check to Created Equal, Post Office Box 360502, Columbus, Ohio, 43230. Your gifts are tax deductible.
Yeah, there he is, Robin Trower. The Day of the Eagle, new on the Mark Harrington, the Mark Harrington Show here. Your voice of resistance and loyal opposition. We're talking about the high school outreach program that we launched in September, going to local high schools and dealing with some of the FAQs, the frequently asked questions that we get from folks about this project. And I dealt with the main thing in the first segment, and that was the concern that parents don't get an opportunity to show discretion and, if possible, prohibit their children if they choose from seeing these images. And when they say children, let's keep in mind these are young adults, 15, 16, 17, and 18, not far from being voters, not far from being able to serve in our military, probably seeing things equal or worse on TV and on their video games and YouTube and that kind of thing. The difference is what they see on the video games we're not complicit in. The difference is what they see on YouTube they're not guilty of, and anyone else is, no one else is either. The reason why abortion victim photography and video gets treated differently when it comes to educating our young people, whether it be on a sidewalk or on a college campus or what, is that there's a large swath of the American people that are complicit in abortion. There are millions of women that have committed abortions. There is a whole institution, industry, that defends it. There are groups that their sole purpose is to lobby for it. That's not the case with these other types of injustices and evil. And therefore, you have adults, primarily, who are complicit, who try to cope with their guilt, their shame. It's normal to try to defend yourself when you take a position that isn't very popular in light of these images. So that's why parents share their disagreement with us so strongly often. It's not entirely that, but that's generally it. And so we don't, like I say, target anyone. We put warning signs up. And they got to understand that the National Education Association's position is for abortion. And that inside those schools, they're teaching them how to put a condom on a banana, or they're showing them STD images and so forth. So we're not going to cave to this double standard out there. You can show everything but abortion photos. That we're just not going to accept that. Now, people will ask, well, you know, how do you treat students? We do it in a way that Jesus would, and that is we're winsome. We're respectful. We conduct ourselves to create civil discourse on this topic. We don't yell at students or force them to engage us or take our information or anything like that. We don't trespass on the school property. We abide by all applicable laws. We stay on the public right-of-way. I notify the police department before we come so we can work out the details to make sure that this thing goes as smoothly as we can, as it can. But having said all that, it's messy. And that's, you know, that's democracy. That's what it means to live in a representative republic where you have free speech. So, you know, but we're having an effect. We're having an effect. And here's what I want to do is play this final clip, and you'll say to yourself, well, Mark, why would you play that? That's pretty against you guys. Why would you play that on your program? Well, I think it's instructive to see how angry people get. Not about abortion. Not about down their street where, you know, in this city where there are several of these facilities that are dismembering children every day. They don't get mad at that. They get mad that they have to see it. It's utter narcissism, in my opinion. But let me play this video clip of a woman who left her voicemail. I actually talked to her on the phone as well. And you make your mind up if this is a rational response to our attempts to save the children.
I am a parent of a student at Canada Lincoln High School, actually two students. We have 8 children, most of them adopted. I am sick and tired of you people. You come to our school again this Friday the way you have planned at Canada Lincoln, and I will find where your children go to school, and within my legal limits, I will harass your children until this stops. I will hold up pictures of beaten children, mothers doing drugs who deliver babies. Whatever I have to do to harass your children, I will do it. I will not stop. I want you to take that to the bank. I will not stop within my legal limits to harass your children over and over and over again until this stops. You don't have a right to judge anybody else. You are not a Christian. None of you are. This is some crap. Keep it up. You will pay for it.
There you go. Well, listen, there's a lot there. And let's first of all realize that there's something much deeper going on in that woman's life. A lot of hurt, a lot of pain. Could be due to her abortion if she's post-abortive. I don't know that. Could be due to something else that just kind of happened when she saw the photos. But think about it. How irrational is the thinking that we would show her what's completely legal in this country? And instead of being mad at what's going on and the killing of preborn babies being dismembered, disemboweled, and decapitated, she's mad at us. The rescuers. We're the ones trying to save these children and others and change and hopefully change the hearts and minds of the very children that go to Gahanna Lincoln High School so that they don't run into this problem in the future. Now, she says she's threatening me. She says she's going to show up and share pictures of beaten children to my children, which is harassment. And, we take these things seriously, but it's unlikely she's probably going to do that. And then she says this. We're not Christians. And then she says that, who are we to judge? And I love this. I always love this, that those who want to judge others always pull out this scripture, Matthew 7:1. They always use Matthew 7:1. They act like they're scholars on the Bible. All of a sudden, they may be Christian or may not be Christian or wherever they are, they always move or gravitate to Matthew 7:1 that says this, "Don't judge lest ye be judged." That's what Jesus said. "For the same way you judge, others will be judged also." And they take it as this blanket statement, all-encompassing, uncategorical prohibition against anybody showing any discretion or judgment in their life. And they say, you can never judge. But it's interesting, what did she do right after that? She says, "I'm not a Christian." She was judging. They do the very same thing that they accuse us of. And that's the kind of use of scripture that we often encounter. And that's the most common one, Matthew 7:1. Well, this woman, I shared a scripture with her, and that's in John 7:24. And it says this, "When you judge," and this is Jesus, "when you judge, don't judge by appearances only, but judge with righteous judgment." Jesus called us to judge. She said, "When you judge, don't judge with appearances only, but judge with righteous judgment." In other words, judge rightly. If you're going to judge, judge rightly. Do it right. Don't be a hypocrite about it. Do it right. And we make judgments every single day, probably every hour of our day. We make decisions based on what we believe is true. And I'm sick and tired of non-believers and others using this scripture to beat back Christians from showing discretion and standing for truth in the public square. We're not going to give in to that here at Created Equal. Folks, if you want to be part of our outreach, come with us to the high schools. It's fertile ground for the gospel. We need you. It's ripe for the harvest. These young people are looking for truth. You've been listening to The Mark Harrington Show, your voice of resistance. We'll be back next time, 2:30, over the air and on iTunes. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, America. To bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington, your radio activist, sponsored by Created Equal. For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net, createdequal.net. Be sure to tune to The Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders in the culture war.